I'm Tom Larita, CEO of New Leaf Symbiotics, based in St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you for joining us today, Tom. And you're going to tell us about a launch of a new product technology for soybeans and peanuts. First of all, just give us some background about your company and then how you got to where you are with this new product launch.
Thanks very much, Julie. We are New Leaf Symbiotics, located in St. Louis at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. And we've been here about 5.5 years. And the company has been set up to do discovery, research, commercialization of a new family of plant-associated bacteria. I know lots of people are aware of the plant biome, and we are one of the leading companies, very happy to be launching our first product here in spring 2018.
All right. So tell us about the product.
Our new product is called TerraSym. And TerraSym is based on a unique family of bacteria or microbes that we have developed here in St. Louis. These microbes are found on all plants naturally. Every plant in the world is colonized by or has a symbiotic relationship with these microbes. They're called amtrophs. We're the first company to have done deep research and commercialization of amtrophs, and we have found that they live symbiotically with all plants. In the case of our first products, they are soybean and peanut. So all soybean and peanut already are colonized by amtrophs. And what we have done is locate and identify the most beneficial strains or types of these amtrophs. And we are producing them at scale and making them available as seed treatment or in-furrow treatment for these crops.
All right. Well, I was looking at your website, and it talks about, gives us some kind of the history of these bacteria that you're referring to. It says that for years, conventional wisdom held that PPFMs contaminated plants. And as it turns out, conventional wisdom was wrong. So give us a little background and how you guys were able to get where you are today.
Okay, Julie. Well, the existence of amtrophs has been known for many decades. And as scientists and agronomists began to study microbes, they found that every plant seemed to have these bacteria. The bacteria are actually pink. And originally, when people didn't understand as well what sort of symbiosis exists between bacteria and plants, it was believed that these bacteria were contaminating all plants, because every time they looked at leaves or they studied plants, scientists found these bacteria. There were actually papers written many years ago on how to get rid of this dangerous contaminant. And a professor at University of Missouri, who then moved to University of Maryland, named Mark Holland, said to himself, if these bacteria are on all plants and all leaves, maybe they're doing something useful. And that was really the beginning of the research process that has led to TerraSym. We now know that the bacteria live on all plants because they are bringing lots of beneficial effects to plants. And we also know that the bacteria are unique because they use plant byproduct or waste product of plant metabolism as their food source. So what's special about these bacteria is that they don't cost the plant anything. The plant makes methanol as a result of its metabolism, and these bacteria use methanol as their food source. So they're very different from most of the microbial products that are out there today.
Well, that sounds like fascinating research, and it must be an exciting time for you and your company for this launch. I presume you've done field trials, obviously, before you got to where you are now. And what kind of benefit did you see?
Yeah, Julie, that's right. We've done field trials for 4 years now, working in soybean, corn, peanut, and wheat mainly. And what we found is that, first of all, there are many different strains of these bacteria. So one of the key jobs of our company has been to identify what is the best fit strain or type of this bacteria for specific plants in specific environments and geographies. So the field trials that we've done in soybean, for example, have demonstrated that when we choose the correct strain, the plants grow more robustly, they're healthier, and that is reflected in a higher yield and plant health. We found the same with a different strain in peanut and have found highly increased yields and also better product quality.
All right, so how are these products available to growers in 2018?
So we have just begun launching the products, and the approach that we're taking to the market is we're not selling directly to growers, working through the channel, through distributors. We have a couple of partners in the Southeast U.S., Coastal Agribusiness and Triangle Chemical Company, who've begun distributing the TerraSim products. And we are working now with several partners in the Midwest who we believe will also be distributing the products for this spring season.
Are you able to name any of your Midwest partners?
No, but stay tuned. We are on the verge of closing several deals with distributors in the Midwest, and of course, especially for soybean, that's where the big market is, and there's quite a bit of interest. So the product that we're selling, TerraSim, is composed of beneficial plant microbes. These are living microbes that are in the product, and when they're added to the seed, the microbes naturally colonize the plant. So throughout the season, these microbes continue to live on the plant, and they confer beneficial effect to the plant throughout the year, which is unique in this field.